أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا. يوم تكون السماء كالمهل وتكون الجبال كالعهن. In the previous ayats, the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala explained that the people are asking all the time, when is Qiyamah going to come? Allah Ta'ala said, undoubtedly it is going to come, and it will be a very hard day for the non-believers. Here further Allah Ta'ala explains about the coming of Qiyamah, that the people, innahum yarawnahu ba'ida, wudekhtehe usko door, people are considering it and taking it to be very far away. وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا اور ہم دیکھتے ہیں اس کو نزدیک. But we are seeing it that it is very close, so close that as though it has already happened and taken place. This is very easy to understand, like we have a youngster in the house about 15 years and he's very eager to drive. We tell him, have patience, just another few years and you'll get your license, then you can drive and you can go wherever you want to. But for him, it is very long to wait for the 2-3 years. It seems like an eternity. And a person who is a grown-up person, 45, 50 years, he knows, wait the 2 years and everything is over. So like that, we think Qiyamah is very far. That it, when will it happen? When is it going to happen? But Allah Ta'ala, who knows everything and everything is in the view of Allah Ta'ala, Allah says and declares that it is very close. It is so close that as though it has already happened. And then Allah explains, it depicts one picture of the day of Qiyamah, and we should consider it and think of how that day will be. And Allah has given us this opportunity, which we are thinking that the day of Qiyamah is not coming. This opportunity is not to be in that doubt or to be in that wondering about it, but it is to prepare for that very, very severe day. It will be a day, يَوْمَ تَكُونَ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْلِ, جِسْ دِنْ هُوْغَ آسْمَانْ جَيْسِ تَامْبَا پِغْلَا هُوَا. It will be a day when the sky will be like copper which has melted. Melted copper, and it will be falling down. We cannot imagine how it will be. Yeah, sometimes just a little storm. The wind blows very severe, and a person wonders what's going to happen. A hail storm, and with so much of damage, how many times takes place? What about the tornadoes and hurricanes that come in various parts of the world? The tsunami, etc. A person goes out of his mind. He doesn't know what is happening. And the greatest of these events will be on the day of Qiyamah. And according to some ulama, it will be that the sky will be like the waste of oil. When oil is refined and the waste of it that is falling down, it will be like that. It will be a very, very difficult and hard day. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ اور ہوں گے پہار جیسے اون رنگی ہوئی. And mountains will be just like wool that is colored, different colors. As mountains have got different colors, there are mountains which are pitch black, there are mountains which are white, mountains which are brown, mountains which have different colors, and they will be flying like wool in the air. Mountains which are so solid, we know how solid those mountains will be, but on that day they will be just flying like wool in the air. So a person will be really going out of his mind on that day. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا اور نہ پوچھے گا دوستار دوستار کو. And no friend will even ask his friend, no family member will ask his family, how are you? Yeah, the first thing we speak on the phone, we meet one another, how's things, how are you, how's the family? There will be absolutely no question of that. It will be a day of such severity that everyone will be so concerned about himself, as we will read, as we are reading in front, not even your immediate family will anyone be worried about. يُبَصْوَرُونَهُمْ سَبْ نَزَرْ آ جَائِنْگِ اُنْكُ. And we will see one another and recognize one another. It won't be that we won't know who this is. We will recognize them properly. Yeah, when we are perhaps, for example, at some other airport and we meet up with somebody that we had met 10 years ago, we go up to the person, we are so eager to meet him, and we speak and you remember me and we met at this place, but that will be such a severe day, there's no question of that, though we will see one another, recognize one another, but nobody will care and even have the slightest thought of worrying anything about the next person. يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنْ عَذَابِ يَوْمِئِذٍ بِبَنِيهِ چاہے گا گنہگار کسی طرح چھروائے میں دیگر اس دن کے عذاب سے اپنے بیٹے کو. And then on that day a person will so much desire that I must give fidya, I give somebody else in place of me from that desistal, the coming of the day of Qiyamah happening. The actual adab is still going to take place, but for the sinners, that will be such a terrible punishment that they will say, "I'm prepared to give my children in ransom in lieu that I be saved of this punishment." Yeah, in this world, how much don't we do for our children? How much don't we worry, care, try and protect them? We are worried of them all the time, that they must not get involved in the wrong things. There's something must not go wrong with them. Their health we are concerned, everything. But there a person will be prepared to give those children so that he could get out of that punishment. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَأَخِيهِ اور اپنے ساتھ والی کو اور اپنے بھائی کو. And a person will be prepared to give his spouse also. Yeah, especially at the beginning of a marriage, a person is so much worried about his wife. Any small thing, going to the doctor, seeing to this, seeing to that, opening the door for her, etc. All this is just for a few days at the beginning of the marriage. And afterwards, that year in this world also does not last. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be prepared to give his wife. A wife will say, "Take my husband, but let me be free of this punishment here." And his own brother also. Yeah, in this world, brothers care so much for one another also. And they stand with one another. But there they will not be concerned. No brother will come to the avail and help any other brother. وَفَصِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ اور اپنے گھرانے کو جس میں رہتا تھا. And his family, the extended family amongst whom he used to live. That is, his family people used to support him. They should stand by him. Anyone fights with any one of them, you get your family together to fight that person. But on that day, a person will be prepared to give his family also so that he can get saved. وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا اور جتنے زمین پر ہے سب کو. And a person will wish that all who are on earth, if I can, I will give them all in ransom and in lieu of my, that I get chutkara, that I can be saved of this day. He will be prepared to sacrifice everything to save himself. So we can imagine what type of a day it will be. Allah is giving us this opportunity so that we make tawbah of our sins. Whatever wrongs we have done, we correct them, and that we prepare for that day and we don't have to face these terrible conditions. ثُمَّ يُنْجِي, and he can be saved. Allah, in front, Allah says, there is no question about this, that in this world, Allah has given us an opportunity not to live it up here, not to fulfill our desires, but to observe the commands of Allah and use ourselves as Allah wants to. Whatever wrong, Allah is so kind and merciful that whatever wrong we have done, He has given, He left the door of Tawbah and Istighfar wide open. We make Tawbah and we start preparing and save ourselves from the terrible conditions of that day. Wa akhiru da'wana.